We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilchos Treifos, Halacha Beis, paragraph Gimel, Vezeh Bechinas Shechita. With this, we could also understand the mitzvah of Shechita. Ki habehema shemesa me'eleho hinevela v'asura l'achilas Yisrael am kodesh. Because if an animal dies on its own, without being shechted properly, that meat is considered nevela. It's forbidden for the holy Jewish nation. We, the Jewish people, this holy nation, we cannot eat meat that comes from a living, from an animal, upon which there's koyach hamedame, koyach habehemius, unless we are mesaking that. We have to make the biror hamedame. Which means to be able to subdue the bad there, the ruach habehemius, and to extract the good from there, the ruach, the neshama, the nefesh that's in there, that needs elevation.
And
therefore, when the animal dies on its own, which means that the ruach hachaim left it without any action by a Jew on the part of a Jew, azay lo nizbarer haruach ha'odom me'ruach ha'behema. Then the ruach ha'odom was not separated from the ruach ha'behema. We didn't do that process. Va'oz hu b'chinas teitzei rucho yoshev l'admosoi. And then it becomes like what we mentioned earlier, that when the ruach leaves on its own, or when it leaves in an improper way, yoshev l'admosoi, then the medame becomes stronger. The medame is not fixed. V'alkein yefshel Yisrael lechol mibosar achai kimay de'ashchita daika, and that's why a Jew cannot eat meat unless it goes through this procedure of shchita. Shanachnu daika tzrichen lahoitzi ruach achaim ruach behema. We're the ones who have to extract that ruach chaim from the behema through the mitzvah, by following the mitzvah of shchita. So that through the act of shechita, we're performing this birur hamedame, levare ruach ha'odom miruach ha'behema, to separate the ruach ha'odom, the nefesh of an odom that's found in that animal, from the ruach ha'behema. She'oz daiko hi ru'uya l'achilas Yisrael. And then and only then is that meat qualified and worthy of being eaten by a Jew. Because the knife that the shoichet uses to slaughter with is similar in concept to the singing of the Levim, the singing and the musical instruments of the Levim. Why? Ki negino mi sitra de levoi. Because we know that song comes from the side of the Levim. The Levim were the ones who sang in the Beis Hamikdash. I once learned from Rav Rosenfeld, Zechron Avrocha, he was giving a shir in Tikkunei Zohar, and he said that the word, we know there's Kohen, Levi, Yisroel. Kohen is Chesed, Levi is Gvura, Yisroel is the combination of the two. Yisroel is Tiferes. There's a pasuk, Yisroel, Asher Becho Espoir, the Jewish people in whom I take pride. Espoir is Tiferes. So the Tikkunei Zohar says that if you look at the word Yisroel, the word Yisrael is made up of two words. Kel, which we know is chesed. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, chesed, kel, kol hayoim. So the kohen is chesed. That's kel is kohen. And the remaining letters, shin yud resh, are shir. Shir is the Levim. Shir is the Levi. So we see that Yisrael is kohen and Levi. It's the combination of kohen and Levi. So we see that negino is misitra de levoi. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh says that Leah said, when Levi was born, Hapam yilove ishi elai. Now my husband is going to be dovuk to me. He's going to be very deeply attached to me. The Zohar HaKadosh says, because Levi is song and music. And song and music is what elevates a person to dveikus. That's what gives a person a deep spiritual connection to something, to Hashem, if it's the right song and music. Because song comes, is associated with Shevet Levi, which is Gvurois, Yitzchak. That's why the Levim had to shave off all their hair, because hair is also Gvurois, and the Gvura of Levi plus the Gvura of hair could be dangerous. V'zeh b'chinas hachalif, shehu b'chinas Gvurois Yitzchak. And the knife of the Shoichet is also Gvura, Yitzchak. V'alkein hoyo Yitzchak muchroch lifshoy tzavoroi l'shchita. And this is why Yitzchak Avinu was the one who had to stretch out his neck to be willing to be slaughtered for Hashem, to be shechted for Hashem. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, Vayikach es hama'acheles lishchot es benoi. Avraham Avinu took the knife to shecht his son. Ki ein hadin nimtak ele b'sharoshoi. Because we have a famous rule in Kabbalah that when you want to be mamtik din, you have to go to the root of the din. Yitzchok is the root of the din. Yitzchok is super gevura. V'ze b'chinas roim amoyz kel b'groinam v'cheref b'fiyas b'yodam. Look at this pasuk now that ties it together. There's a pasuk that says they praise Hashem with their throats and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. Roim amoyz kel b'groinam ze b'chinas negina now. Praising Hashem with what? With song. Shirois v'tishbachos, right? Ki hagoroin moitzi koil hanegina, because the throat is where the sound of the negina comes from. V'sehu v'cherev pifiyos biyadam. That corresponds to that knife, that sharp knife. Ki zeo b'chinas cherev pifiyos, b'chinas hachalef shel hashchita, the knife of the shoichet. Shehu b'chinas gvurois Yitzchok, which is also a concept of gvura, Yitzchok Avinu, shemishom b'chinas hanegina v'hasimcha. That's where Negina and Simcha come from. They come from the left side, in a sense. Ki al shem ze nikro Yitzchok, because the Torah says that's how he got his name, Yitzchok, al shem schoik, the Simcha. K'may shekosav, as the Pasuk says, his mother said, kol hashomea yitzachakli. Everyone who hears that a woman at the age of 90 years old gave birth, they're all going to laugh with me. They'll all be happy with me. So we see Yitzchok Avinu is bechinas Simcha, bechinas Negina, which is also corresponds to the knife of the shoichet. V'alkein, al yedei hachalif shel hashchita, b'chinas cherev pifiyos, b'chinas malchus, shekoileles kol ha'asura mina negina, and therefore, through the shoichet's knife, which we mentioned is the cherev pifiyos, which we mentioned earlier is also the concept of malchus, because malchus is midas hadin, dino de malchus adina. Shekoileles kol hasor minegina. We know that the malchus is koilel all 10 types of song. Dovra melech is the one who gave us the Sefer Tehillim with the 10 types of song. Shehi bechinas cherev noikemes nekambris. One of the nicknames of malchus in the Zohar HaKadosh is cherev noikemes nekambris. Vaideze moitzin ruach hachayim min habehema. That knife, that chalif, helps us to extract the Ruach HaChaim from the behema in a kosher way, in a proper way. That's what enables us to separate the Ruach Odom, to extract the Ruach Odom from the Ruach Behema. Bebechinas, mi yodea Ruach Bnei Odom ho'olehi lamalo. Who understands the Ruach Bnei Odom, which goes up, and the Ruach HaBehema, which goes down? As Rabbeinu Zal discusses, number one, in Torah Nun Daled, that we're speaking about now, and also in Likutei Moran Tanina, Simen Samach Gimel, Shebirur Ruach Odom, Iruach HaBehemoch, Hu Al Yidei Negina. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the fact that to be Mevarer, the Ruach Odom, Ruach HaBehemoch, comes through Negina. V'alkein Tzorich Sheyeh HaChalif Sholem B'lishum Pegam. And this goes back to what we learned earlier, why the knife has to be perfect without any defect, without any nick in it. Shezeo b'chinas shleimus hakli. That's part of this concept that you have to have a keli that's sholem, that's perfect. Kedei sheyucha levare ruach toivam in ruach necheya. In order to be able to do this process properly of sorting out and separating the odom from the behema, you need a keli sholem. You need a good keli. Ve'ikra shchita hi b'mokoyim hatzavor. And where does the shchita take place? By the throat. Ki hatzavor v'hagoroin mafsik bein horoish v'haguf. Because the throat, the neck, is what's in between the head and the rest of the body. Shehein bechinas ruach ha'odom v'ruach ha'behema. Those two also, when we speak about the head versus the rest of the body, that's also the concept of human versus animal. Bechinas zikoroin v'shikcha. The concept of memory, or a good positive memory, and forgetfulness. Bechinas alma da'osi v'alma da'dein. The concept of the olam haba versus olam hazeh. Ki horoish hu bechinas hadas, shu bechinas zikoroin. The head is where the seichel of the person is, the power of zikoroin. Bechinas lad bekomach shavta b'alma da'osi, the ability to attach your brain to the world to come. That's the expression that Rabbi Nizal uses over there, Likutei Moran, that's what every Jew has to do all times, to attach lad bekomach shavta b'alma da'osi. Ki hadas sheboroish hu yodea v'zoicher heitev shezeh oilam enoi klum, v'ikra hu alma da'osi. Because the brain of the person knows very well that this gashmius world is nonsense, it's shtuyot. Ki echef shelista zois, because how could a person deny that? V'chol mi shesh loy moach bekod kodo yodea zois bebiror heitev, shein shum tachlis bazeh oilam v'tavois av hamedumiois. Any person who has a brain in his head knows very, very well that all the taivis of oilam hazeh don't result in it, don't add up to anything. It's all a fleeting moment. Person eats, they're satisfied for a couple hours, and then they're hungry again. So what? That's or you know, and the other taivas of Olam Hazeh even have shorter lasting effects. But rather, the main mission of a person is that his brain should be attached to Olam Haba. He should be thinking about Olam Haba. That's where things are permanent. That's where things really can. Lizkor tomides hatachlis, to always be thinking of what the real purpose of life is. Shehu almadosi, which is to be zocher, to get into Olam Haba. Umasha odom shecheyach zois lefomim, and the fact that a human being forgets this at times, hu rak machmas taivis aguf, it's only because of the physical desires, person that draw a person away from this consciousness. Ki ikar hashikcha toloi balev, because we know that the ability to forget is dependent on the heart. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk, nishkachti kameis milev. I was forgotten like a dead person is forgotten from a person's heart. So we see that shikcha is associated with the heart. Hainu al yedei taivas halev, meaning the taivas, the desires of a person, which are especially in the heart. So when those taivas are strong, they get the person to forget what they really need to be thinking about. Al yedei ze shoycheach es hatachlis, shehu almadosi. Ki roish v'guf hu bechinas das v'sichlus, zikorin v'shikha. Because the head versus the rest of the body is the concept of das versus foolishness, zikorin versus shikha. Ki hadas sheboroish hu marachek kol hataivos shel aguf, because the intelligence in a person's brain is apart, is separate from the physical desires. V'alkein hashchito bimkoim hatzavor v'hagoroin, and this is why when we shecht an animal, we shecht it by the throat, by the neck. Shederech shom mischaber horoish v'haguf, because that's where these two come together, the head and the body. Shehein bechinas zikoroin v'shikcha, odom u'behema. That's this concept of these opposites. V'alkein shom ikur habirur, and that's why here's where we have to make the separation, right at that spot which is between the odom and the behema. That's where we make the birur, to extract the nefesh ha-odom from inside, and to be machnia the behemius. How? Al yidei ha-chalif shel ha-shchita, through that kosher knife of the shoychet. Levare ruach ha-odom hoido lamalo, shubchinas roish v'das, min ha-ruach ha-behema ha-yoredes lamato, shubchinas guf v'sichlus. To separate the ruach ha-odom, which goes upward, that's the head, the das, from the ruach habehema, which goes down, which is the body, the foolishness. Ki gam be, so a person would say, but 1 second, Here we're not talking about a human being. We're talking about shechting an animal. In the animal, is there also das versus lack of das? Is there also zikorin versus shikha? Adam versus behema? The answer is most definitely yes. Kigam behema klula mikol habechinois. Because a behema also has all of these different representations. Kayadua, as is known, the famous rule in Kabbalah, shekol bechina klula mikol habechinois. That each item has in it all the other items. When we say chesed, chesed isn't just chesed. There's gvura shebechesed. There's chesed shebechesed. There's tefera shebechesed. So here also, in behema, there's Adam versus behema also. Every single thing is not just one. Hashem is echod. Hashem is pure oneness. One, 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 one. But everything else is mixtures. It's combinations. A human being, in the human, there's the human side of him and there's the animal side of him. There's the brain, the head, versus the heart, where the emotions, where the animal instinct is. You know, the taivas halev, you know. V'alkein tzrichen lishchoites hakone veveshet uvriden. And this is why when the shoichet cuts, he has to cut the windpipe, the food pipe, and the vriden, those small other little pipes that are there. Shehein b'chinas shloisha sorei paroi, kayadua. These three correspond to the three sorim of paroi that are mentioned in the Chumash. The sar hatabochim, the Sar Ha'ifim, and the Sar Hamashkim. There was Potiphar, who was called Sar HaTabochim, the head of the meat department. And then there was the bakery, and then there was the winery, the drinks, best part. As is brought in the Kisvei Arizal, Sefer Likutei Torah, Parshas Vayeshev. Shehem Bechinas HaTaivois HaBehemius. Those three Sorei Paroi, they symbolize the animalistic desires in the person. Shehem roitzim, the achila, the baked goods and the whole food. Shehem roitzim lahamshech esadas shebaroish el taivas aguf chasishom. Those three sorim that are found in the throat area, in the neck area, on a spiritual level, they're trying to drag the das down to the body in a negative way. They're trying to schlep the human being, the moyach, down to be an animal, to participate in behemius. Lahagbir chas v'sholom es koyach ha-medame, to strengthen, to give koyach to the medame, to the guf, to the body. Shehu b'chinas paroi. That's all the concept of paroi, the Russia, the evil. K'mo shekosu b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Nun Dalet, sheparoi hu b'chinas koyach ha-medame. Rabbeinu Zal shows the association, the connection between paroi being an inyan of medame. Uparoi hu ho'oireth. And we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word paroi is the letters ho'oireth, the back of the neck. That's where this clip of paroi is found. Sheshloishes soroi paroi shem kone uveshet uvridin roitzen lahamshich hadas chasasholom el ho'oireth shubchinas paroi. These three powers, these three forces, with these three klipois, these three sorim, the shloisha sorim power, which correspond to these three simtsumim in a body. A pipe is a constriction. A pipe is a very narrow item. The food pipe, the wind pipe, these vriden. So they're trying to draw the das down into the back of the neck, b'chinas koyach ha-medameh. V'alkein tzrichin lishchoit ulahachnia elu ha-shloisha sorim paroi. This is why we have to shecht these three pipes, in a sense, these three sorei paroi, al yedei sheshoichtin hakone uveshet uvridin, v'oz mevarerin hamedame. That's how we fix the medame. That's how we straighten out the medame. U'mevarerin b'chinas hadas shebaroish, b'chinas ruach odom, min haruach behema, b'chinas taivas haguf, taivas habehemius. And we separate the das of the roish, the ruach odom, from the ruach habehema, from the taivas of the body, the taivas habehemius, al yedei hachalef shel hashchita, through the shoichet's knife, shehi b'chinas sitra de niguna, sitra de levoi, which is the concept of negina, the levi, as we mentioned earlier. K'moy shekosuv, as you have a posuk in Divrei Hayomim, And here you see another example of Rav Nosson Zal's encyclopedic knowledge. He had the whole Tanakh on his fingertips. Anytime, you know, he knew all the associations. Today you have computers. You put in a word shechita, it can show you every place in Tanakh, you know. In those days, they didn't have those computers. And again, this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, v'halevim al shechitas ha-psochim. And the Levim were appointed over shechting the psochim. So we see the kesher between Levi and shechita. We said before, the Levim are the song. The Levim are the side of Gevura and everything, Nigun. And shechita is also Gevura, Yitzchak, the cutting, the knife, the cherev. V'alkein ikra shechita b'hoylocha v'oivodaiko. And this is why one of the laws, one of the important rules of shechita is that when you shecht, the knife has to move in an upward and downward direction. You're not allowed to press. You have to slice. Bebechinas mi olo shamayim vayered shezeo bechinas negina. Kama shekosu b'mayim ranal. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Torah Nun Dalet over there, this pasuk, who went up to shamayim and came down? And that refers to music, songs, where you go up and down in the song, you know, in the octaves, in the song, you know, in the notes, the musical notes. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in that turn, Likud Imran, that through the going up and down properly, by again, through the Birur Hamedame, that's how you're zoiche to zikoroin. V'zeh b'chinas Ish charboy al yerechoy mi pachad baleilois. And this is also what the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, that each man with his sword at his side, from out of fear of the night. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Sheloi tishtaka hatoyra mehem begolos. They're afraid of the nights, that the Jews are afraid when they're in golos, in darkness, they're afraid that they're going to forget the Torah, chas v'shalom. So again, we see that the cherev fights the forgetfulness. Ish charboy, what's the fear? The fear is fear of forgetting. What's fighting it? The charboy al yerechoy. Ki al yidei bechinas cherev, because through the sword, which is that chalif, that knife of the shechet, bechinas sitra deniguna, the levi, al yidei ze mevarerin hamedame. That's the tool that's used for the birur hamedame. V'zoichin lahalocha brura, and v'zoichin to clarity in the halocha, to sort it out, v'nitzoilin mishikha, and we're saved from shikha, because medame is associated with shikha.